Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. The 2018 Farm Bill draft, if passed in its current form, would eliminate funding for the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP. Brad Sonkskin, Nebraska Assistant State Conservationist for Programs with the Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Services, says the program is very popular in Nebraska with ranchers and farmers.
In fact, we are one of the leading states when it comes to number of contracts and number of acres in the nation. We currently have over 2,700 active contracts here in the state, which is one of the highest levels, and that's on over 5 million acres. So the loss of the program would affect those contracts and those acres. And you know, those result in annual payments of over $50 million a year, you know, to our producers here in Nebraska.
Sonkskin says the effects would be felt in not just grazing, but in implementing no-till and water conservation practices by producers.
And just the additional funds which come in to help them implement some of these practices are obviously very helpful and popular with the producers, you know, over the 2,700 active contracts we currently have. And, you know, if this program wasn't available, it could affect, you know, the implementation of some of our water quality practices and, you know, through using some irrigation water management activities and, you know, the resulting water quality benefits, the nutrient runoff that you could get. It would definitely have an effect on those activities.
Contact their Congress members and let them know how vital the program is for agriculture. The implementation of conservation practices lead to public benefits, but can present a financial burden for farmers up front. And according to Michael Clements, now is the time to let legislators know how important that farm bill is to rural America. He has more.
As members of Congress are back in their home states this week on recess, the American Farm Bureau Federation says now is the time to tell lawmakers the importance of passing the farm bill. AFBF Director of Grassroots Program Development Randy Dwyer says lawmakers are out in their respective districts this week looking to hear from farmers and ranchers.
This week is Farm Bill Action Week, and we're asking farmers and ranchers across the country to take a minute and to contact their legislators about the Farm Bill. It's a great opportunity to spend a little bit of time reaching out and letting your legislators know that the Farm Bill is extremely important.
The House Agriculture Committee sent its version of the Farm Bill to the full House for consideration in late April. The House could consider the bill within the next 3 weeks. Dwyer says farmers and ranchers need to let Congress know the importance of keeping the bill moving forward.
Farm Bureau members across the country need to let their legislators know that they need to support the Farm Bill. It is extremely important for rural America that this Farm Bill gets enacted. The opportunity is now to reach out because there's a vote coming up in a couple of weeks in the House of Representatives.
Dwyer is encouraging farmers and ranchers to call, email, or even use social media to make their voice heard by legislators.
There are several ways that our Farm Bureau members can reach out to the legislators this week. One of them is going online, and that's going to fb.org/advocacy. There, they can send an email to their legislators. It's quick, it's simple, and it makes a big impact back in the congressional office.
Michael Clements, Washington.
The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us Inside Agriculture on our 7-station network, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Make sure you stick around. There's much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.